Welcome to issue 7 of your news, Spring 2024 front cover image. Tenants Charlotte and Nathan are stood together, outside in the sunshine, and they are both laughing. Nathan has his arm around Charlotte's shoulder. Charlotte is wearing a blue flower print top and Nathan is wearing a blue striped t-shirt. Headline: Nathan and Charlotte's story also in this issue, showing support for autism. Page 5: What to do if you feel lonely. Page 8: Can you spot the daisies in this issue? Enter the competition on page 10. Page 2: Welcome to your news. This issue of your news is packed full of interesting stories, updates, and safety tips. Image: Les Warren, RWP Managing Director. He is stood outside and smiling, wearing a blue jumper and shirt. Les shares his introduction to the spring edition of your news. We recently spoke to our tenants, Nathan and Charlotte, who are on the front cover, for Valentine's Day. Thank you, Nathan and Charlotte, for sharing your story. You can read their story on page 3. On pages 14 and 15 you can read all about how we are working hard to keep our promises to you. We commit to keep your home well maintained and that we are respectful at all times. Keep the tips on washing machines, on page 7, and power cuts, on page 11. On your fridge or notice board as a reminder of what to do. Les Warren, RWP Managing Director. Image: A Daisy Virtual Hub update. Our virtual hub group met in February, and it was great to see so many people at the meeting. Diane from your customer voice team led a discussion about your news. Tenants talked about what they like, what they don't like, what they think can be done better, and what they would like to see more of. We will be sharing what improvements we have made using your feedback in a future edition of your news. What happens at the Virtual Hub Group? The Virtual Hub Group is your chance to meet other tenants and have a chat. You can have your say on anything. The meetings last an hour, and we would love to see more people at our next event. Come along and say hi. You can join our Microsoft Teams meeting on your computer, mobile phone, or other devices such as iPad. If you need help with setting yourself up on Microsoft Teams, please ask your support worker or contact the customer voice team on 0333320455 or send an email to community@progressgroup.org.uk. We will put a reminder on Facebook when the next meeting is. Make sure you follow our Facebook page for news and updates. Look for Reside with Progress. Page 3: Love is in the air. Image: Tenants Charlotte and Nathan are sat next to each other on a sofa. Charlotte is holding Nathan's cat, Jasper, who is black and white and wearing a collar with a bell. Nathan is stroking Jasper, the cat. Charlotte is wearing a blue, flower print top and Nathan is wearing a blue striped t-shirt. Charlotte and Nathan are a couple and live in one of our supported living schemes in Fleetwood, Lancashire. They knew each other well before their relationship blossomed. We got to know each other and were friends first, says Nathan. Charlotte and Nathan met for the first time at a local pub 5 years ago. They were both out at the pub with friends, which led to them talking for the first time. Charlotte and Nathan both share a big passion for football. They support local team Fleetwood Town. We're season ticket holders and go to home games every other Saturday together. They also enjoy going out and spending time with friends, but look forward to spending time at home. Nights in together are the best, they say. Charlotte and Nathan are big animal lovers. Charlotte has a fish and Nathan has a cat called Jasper. When they are not looking after their pets, they volunteer in their local communities. Charlotte helps out with the Fleetwood in Bloom project that helps to improve local environments, while Nathan volunteers with Street Angels who help the homeless and those in need. Image: For Daisy's page for community support grants. Winchester Sensory Garden, one of our supported living schemes in Wigan, was delighted to be awarded £200 from our community support grant to help them create a sensory garden. Growing vegetables and social events. The Sensory Garden in Wigan is a wonderful place that tenants, family, friends, and support staff have created and can now enjoy together. Tenants have been enjoying growing their own vegetables like peppers, cabbage, and tomatoes, as well as eating the food they have grown. The sensory garden is also open to other tenants to come and enjoy and socialize in. It is also open to volunteers to come and help in the garden. Image: a flowerbed that has been painted different colors, pink, yellow, and blue. The flower bed is full of flowers and plants of different sizes, including red flowers. Sensory experiences: all over the garden there are different patterns, shapes, and movement, and lots of bright colors. The garden has lots of great things to smell, like the food that is grown, such as herbs, and relaxing smells from plants like lavender. The wind chimes and ribbons make sounds as they move around in the wind. There are different plants to touch which all feel different, from smooth to rough. The food that is grown can be tasted and used to create tasty meals which have different flavors, and vegetables like the peppers have a crunch when you eat them. Image: Nicola is exploring the garden and is wearing a blue coat and is looking at plants. Donations to the garden: money was also raised for the garden from a tombola at the Let's Do Lunch event, and donations were made from family, friends, and local businesses. Support staff at the Wigan scheme have found many free items like tires, pallets, and wheel trims which are still to be used in the garden, so watch this space. The sign for the Winchester Sensory Garden was made and donated by a member of the local community. Image: the words Winchester Sensory Garden are painted onto wood and surrounded by painted sunflowers. Page 5. Image: tenant David is stood outside, wearing a black jacket, with green hills, trees, and houses in the background. Showing support for autism. Image: two daisies. David lives in one of our supported living schemes in South Ribble and is part of our tenants' voice group. He is also a member of the Lancashire Autism Peer and AMP self-advocacy service, called LAPSS for short. LAPS helps others to understand autism and improve services for autistic people. David helps the group during World Autism Awareness Week each year. David has displayed some of the model Airfix kits he has made at events, including the Progress Housing Group Cultural Awareness Day. Last year, the group had a table at Preston City Hall. At their table, David gave out information on how to join LAPSS, and he met with organizations, like the Mayor's Office. David helps to raise money for the group, too. He is the leader of the arts group, and for Christmas in 2022 they made Christmas cards and gift tags which were sold, and money was made for the group. David has also taken part in a recording of a Talking Heads presentation where he talked about his thoughts and experiences. Image: David's model Airfix kits on display. Page 6. Meet your contracts team. Your contracts team help to keep your home safe to live in, keep communal areas clean, and sort out white goods, like your washing machine and fridge. They also help you with the furniture you need, and arrange repairs for white goods or replacements. They support you, your family, and support staff with many things in your home, including, image, two spanners, support with repairs, for household appliances only, image, washing machine, support with household appliances, image, flooring, support with flooring, image, sofa, support with furniture, image, cleaning with soap, support with communal cleaning, image, windows, support with window cleaning, image, stacking money, support with payment of utility bills and queries for gas, electricity, and water, image, calculator, support with service charges, Angela, contracts and service charge officer. My team and I help with grounds maintenance, white goods, flooring, furniture, communal cleaning, and window cleaning. Image, Angela Isabel, services assistant. I help with bulk gardening, window cleaning, and communal cleaning orders. Image, Isabel Joe, white goods and furnishing officer. I help with white goods, flooring, and furniture orders. Image, Joe Laura, housing assistant. I help with utility bills, which covers payments for essential services like gas, electricity, and water. Image, Laura Silvestra, housing assistant. I help Joe with the white goods, flooring, and furniture orders. Image, Silvestra. Have your say. The contracts team is currently reviewing the service it provides. You can share your feedback or ideas on how it could be better. Send an email to contractsteam@progressgroup.org.uk. Page 7. Top tips for looking after your washing machine. Image, a white washing machine with laundry folder and stacked in basket next to it. There are lots of things that you can do to look after your washing machine. Image, Daisy. Here are our top tips to keep your washing machine working well and clean. Keep the warranty and information about your washing machine in a safe place. Image: paper copy of warranty. Give your washing machine a wash once a month to keep it clean. To run a cleaning wash, follow these simple steps. Image: inside of washing machine drum. Make sure your washing machine is empty. Add a washing machine cleaning solution. Refer to the instruction leaflet for the amount you need to use. Choose the cotton cycle on your machine. Press the temperature control until it goes to your hottest setting. Start the cycle. When the cycle ends, open the door, pull back the seal and wipe away any debris or water. Leave the door open until everything inside dries out. Clean your detergent drawer. Image: a detergent drawer on a washing machine is open. Open the drawer and look for a catch to press down that lets you remove the detergent drawer from the machine. Wash your drawer in a sink full of warm soapy water and give everything a good scrub. Then rinse, dry, and put your drawer back into your machine. Page 8: Ben's love for drawing and Blackpool. We love to see your drawings and paintings. Ben enjoys visiting the pier and roller coaster in Blackpool. He drew an amazing picture of the pier and roller coaster after a recent visit to remember the fun he had on the roller coaster and walking on the pier. If, like Ben, you really enjoy drawing or you have another hobby that you enjoy doing, then talk to your housing officer. We would love to hear about hobbies that you enjoy and share your stories in future issues of your news. What to do if you feel lonely? Image: two men smiling, one is wearing a black t-shirt and glasses, and the other is wearing a green and blue striped t-shirt. Loneliness is a feeling of sadness you have when you do not feel connected to anything. This could be to people, places, or activities that you do. What you can do if you are feeling lonely: speak to family and friends. Spending time with your family and friends can help you feel better. You could have a meal with friends or chat with your family on the phone. Try to keep busy. Sometimes, keeping busy with a hobby you like can give you positive feelings. Maybe try gardening, going to the gym, or even jigsaws, puzzles, or knitting. Enjoy being outdoors. Getting moving and going outside can help with feeling lonely. You could try having a walk in your local park to get some fresh air. Chat to people who like the things you do. Talking to others and making friends with people who have similar interests can stop you feeling alone. You could meet other people by joining a local group or volunteering in your community. Speak to your support worker, family, or friends if you are feeling lonely. Your support worker will be able to help you get the support you need, like attending activities and groups that you are interested in. Loneliness is a normal feeling that all of us are likely to experience at some time in our lives. Page 9: Find out about your new tenant committee. Your tenant committee is a group of people who come together to tell us what they think about our services. They help us do better and make sure people are happy in their homes. What does a tenant representative committee do? The committee helps us make our services better and understand our complaints process. This is how people let us know they are unhappy with something in their home or with our services. Who can be a tenant representative committee member? Anyone who is an RWP tenant or supports someone who lives in one of our homes. What is involved? Tenants come along to meetings, sometimes online and sometimes in person. They can bring a support worker or an advocate with them. Want to know more? Visit our website at residewithprogress.org.uk/about-us or call us on 0333320275. Speak up, team up, join up. Image: hands pointing upwards to gesture, putting your hand up to speak. Page 10: Spot the Daisy competition. How many daisies can you find in this issue? Write to us at the Leeds address, see back page, or email us at community@progressgroup.org.uk by the 31st of July 2024. Write the number of daisies you've spotted, your name, address and telephone number to enter the prize draw, and you could win a £10 voucher. Winners from last issue: the winner of the Count the Bobble Hats prize draw was Stephen from Scunthorpe. The winner of the Spot the Difference was George from Carshalton. Congratulations on each winning a £10 voucher. Page 11, staying safe at home. How to stay safe during a power cut. Image: a daisy. During a power cut, you will not be able to turn on lights in your home and use appliances like your TV, kettle, and electric oven. Sometimes extreme weather like heavy rain can cause a power cut. It is important to know how to stay safe during a power cut. If you experience a power cut, then you will need to do the following: switch off appliances, turn off items such as irons, ovens, electric fryers, and fryers. Image: plug in wall socket. Wear warm layers such as hats, gloves, and use blankets to keep warm. Image: hat and scarf. Keep fridge and freezer doors closed and place a blanket over the appliance to keep its contents cooler for longer. Image: fridge, freezer. If your mobile phone is running low on battery, then use the extra power saving mode if you have it, or turn down screen brightness. Image: mobile phone. If the power cut is unplanned or unexpected, contact your local network operator online or call 105, the free power cut emergency number. Image: phone with number 105. If you would like to know more about what to do during a power cut, then speak to your support worker, housing officer, or visit the RWP website at www.residewithprogress.org.uk/your-home-what-to-do. In an emergency image, man and woman sat on sofa wearing hat and scarf and warm clothes, with a cat and hot drinks on a coffee table. Page 12 image: tenant Alex stood in his kitchen, wearing a white t-shirt, with his cooking books displayed on the countertop. Meet Alex image: a daisy. Alex has lived in his supported living home in southwest London for 5 years. Since moving in, Alex has been supported by his support worker, Matthew, to cook and plan meals, do housework, and exercise in the gym. Learning new skills and spending time in the local community have made Alex more confident. It takes me about 15 minutes to clean my room. I do it during my one-to-one time on Tuesday and Friday, says Alex. Alex has a great relationship with Matthew. We have a friendship, even if he did something in the future, we'd still see each other, says Alex. Image: tenant Alex and his support worker Matthew sat next to each other in a bench in a park. Image: tenant Alex stood outside his front door, wearing a green jacket. Cooking is a big passion for Alex. Cooking has always been a family affair. My mum and her mum, and my sister were cooks. I was always around food, I like food and I wanted to cook at home, shares Alex. He enjoys baking and trying out different recipes in his work. I've made brownies, lemon zest cake, and I know how to make pasta. My mum taught me how to make spaghetti bolognese. Alex has a collection of recipe books which he uses to make different recipes. He also uses lots of herbs. I have my own shelf of herbs. I use rosemary and thyme if I'm roasting something. You can watch Alex's video here, https://www.residewithprogress.org.uk/real-stories/meet-alex. Page 13 Sunflower Festival 2024 image: sunflowers. Our Sunflower Festival is back this year, running throughout July and August. Growing your sunflowers. If you would like to take part, you will need to plant your sunflower seeds soon. Here are some tips. 1. Put some compost in a plastic cup or plant pot, almost to the top. Put your finger in the soil to make a hole for your sunflower seed. 2. Put a sunflower seed into the hole, then cover it with a little compost. Give it some water so it is damp. 3. Put the cup somewhere sunny, like a windowsill. Give your sunflower a little water whenever it feels dry. 4. After about 1 or 2 weeks, a shoot should poke through the soil. 5. When your plant grows too big for the pot, plant it in a bigger flower pot or somewhere warm and sunny outside. Place a marker with your name next to it. 6. Keep checking on your sunflower, making sure it doesn't dry out, but no need to overwater it. Image: soil with seeds being planted, someone's hand holding seeds and brown wellies. Image: Stephen from Hebden Court stood next to his sunflower entry last year. Get your free pack of sunflower seeds. If you would like us to send you a free pack of sunflower seeds to get you started, please email community@progressgroup.org.uk or contact the customer voice team on 0333 320 4555. Last year's sunflower entries. Last year, our tallest sunflower entry was grown by our tenant Barbara, reaching a whopping 310 centimeters. How to enter? To enter, please visit progress.org. UK Bloom or contact the customer voice team if you need support to enter. See details above. Page 14. Our customer promises all images are symbols. Homes, we promise to keep your homes well maintained and safe. All our homes meet the decent homes standard. Image, house with tick inside. All our homes have had a gas safety check. Image, gas symbol, fire inside circle. All of our homes have had a fire safety check. Image, fire extinguisher. Most of our homes are above average for energy efficiency. Image, switch for lights in home. 1.8% amount of surplus money we invest back in our homes. 8 out of 10 tenants told us that their home is safe. Image, house. Page 15. Communities and neighborhoods. We promise to work with you and other agencies to keep your community and neighborhood safe and well maintained. 7.4% amount of surplus money we invest back in our homes and new development. 1 in 100 homes had a case of antisocial behavior. Image, two people engaged in a loud exchange. 6 out of 10 tenants feel that we make a positive contribution to neighborhoods. Image, two houses next to each other, showing neighbors, with a tick. 7 out of 10 tenants feel that we keep communal areas clean and well maintained. Image, hand holding soap showing cleaning. 6 out of 10 tenants are happy with how we deal with antisocial behavior. Image of three people in communication with each other. Culture, we promise to be respectful and supportive at all times and involve you in improving services. We received 6 complaints per 100 homes. Image, unhappy face inside a home. 8 out of 10 tenants agree that they are treated fairly and with respect. Image, happy face with a tick. 7 out of 10 are satisfied that their views are listened and acted upon. Image, megaphone emitting noise. 6 out of 10 tenants are satisfied that they are kept informed about things that matter to them. Image, person reading from a sheet of paper. If you would like to read more about our targets, our trends, and the sector average compared to other housing associations in the UK, visit our website at residewithprogress.org.uk/about-us. You can also read our tenant satisfaction measures. Page 16. Other versions of this newsletter. A high contrast version. Download a high contrast PDF of the newsletter. The colors have been changed to help people view the images and text. A screen reader friendly version. Download a screen reader friendly version, which can be used with screen reader applications. You can get these versions from our website, https://www.residewithprogress.org.uk/your-home/your-newsletter. Useful addresses and telephone numbers. Write to us at RWP, Sumner House, 21 King Street, Leyland, Lancashire, PR252LW. Opening hours, Monday to Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Telephone, 0333 320 2675. Website, www.residewithprogress.org.uk. Email, rwpenquiries@progressgroup.org.uk. Repairs, to report a non-emergency repair, go to www.residewithprogress.org.uk. If you have questions, you can live chat with us on our website, Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Leeds office, Lilac Tenants, New Pudsey Court, 101 Bradford Road, Pudsey, Leeds, LS286AT. Office opening hours, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Lilac Tenants. For repairs, please call 03452416041 and press 1. Unhappy about something? Find out how to make a complaint on our website, www.residewithprogress/get-in-touch. If you are still not happy, you can contact the Housing Ombudsman about a complaint on 0300 111 3000 or email info@housingombudsman.org.uk. Remember, repair lines are very busy first thing in the morning. If your repair is not urgent, try calling after 11 a.m. Lilac News separate insert. News for tenants living in Lilac Homes Leeds Independent Living Accommodation Company. All images are symbols. Repairs for Lilac tenants in Leeds. Morgan Sindel Property Services. Morgan Sindel is the company which carries out repairs at Lilac properties in Leeds. Here are some handy tips when you report repairs and the different kinds of repairs you might need. When to report your repair. Emergency repairs can be reported to Morgan Sindel out of hours. This means Monday to Friday, between 5 p.m. and 8 a.m, as well as weekends and bank holidays. All other repairs should be reported during normal working hours, Monday to Friday, between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. How to report your repair. Please call 03452416041 and press option 1 for repairs. You will be asked to give your name, address, and contact telephone number. The operator will need as much information about the repair as possible and to know when Morgan Sindel will be able to visit your property. What kind of repair do I need? If you're not sure what kind of repair you need to report, here is a reminder. Image: broken glass. Emergency repair. An emergency repair is when something needs fixing in your home to keep you safe. An example of an emergency repair is if your home is not secure, such as a broken front door lock or window. Morgan Sindel will make this safe within 24 hours. Urgent repair. Image: broken washing machine. An urgent repair is when something needs fixing that you need to use every day. An example of an urgent repair is if your washing machine isn't working properly. Morgan Sindel will fix this type of repair. Non-urgent repairs. Image: tap with water dripping from it. A non-urgent repair is when something needs fixing, but your home is still safe to live in. An example of a non-urgent repair is a dripping tap. Morgan Sindel will fix this type of repair within 28 working days. Knocked over bollards. Bollards are being knocked over by vehicles outside Lilac properties. If you see a bollard that has been knocked down, please tell Morgan Sindel or talk to your housing officer. The bollards can then be checked to make sure they are safe. Image: knocked over bollard celebrating with art. In March, our forum group, made up of RWP and Lilac tenants, was invited to a celebration event at the Bridge Community Church in Leeds. Tenants John, Sandra, Fiona, Alan, Carl, and Peter attended the event, which ArtLink West Yorkshire ran. Creating the Phoenix. The group enjoyed taking part in workshops to create the pieces of an enormous phoenix. The phoenix then rose up and was walked around the room. Everyone who took part put on a wonderful show of color, poetry, movement, and drama. RWP tenant Sandra said, "Thank you. It has been absolutely wonderful." Sylvie Forsin, the director of ArtLink West Yorkshire, thanked everyone who took part. Sylvie said, "Thank you for a truly wonderful event yesterday, to the participants who engaged with such joy and openness, and the staff who were brilliant in their support and attention to the people they work with. Rise up like the phoenix." Images: the phoenix created in workshops at the event. Tenants Sandra enjoying the movement workshop. Tenants and the ArtLink team celebrating with the phoenix. Tenant Alan taking part in the celebrations, saying thank you to ArtLink. ArtLink first worked with our tenants to support their move from the hostels where they live to the new purpose-built supported living accommodation in Leeds, Lilac. Tenants have taken part in creative art workshops with ArtLink through big lottery-funded projects like Get Started, Moving On, Creative Toolkits, and Reemerging. The Phoenix event was the last event for the forum group with ArtLink. A big thank you to everyone at ArtLink, and we wish them all the best. Useful addresses and telephone numbers. Leeds office, Lilac tenants, New Pudsey Court, 101 Bradford Road, Pudsey, Leeds, LS286AT. Office opening hours, Monday to Friday 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Lilac tenants, for repairs, please call 03452416041 and press 1. This newsletter is available in other formats, such as large print. please contact us on 0333-320-4555 or marketing@progressgroup.org.uk. Useful addresses and telephone numbers. Remember, repair lines are very busy first thing in the morning. If your repair is not urgent, try calling after 11 a.m. End of your news, Spring 2024.